Good morning, students. Welcome to Distance Learning Program of AEES. Students, today we are going to discuss about third unit of class 11th chemistry, that is about classification of elements and periodicity in properties. So the name looks very long, but sometimes this is called as simply periodic table also. Okay, students, till now we might be completing two units. Those are some basic concepts of chemistry, structure of atom. Okay, students, you know that recently CBSE revised syllabus of 9 to 12th classes. When you come to 11th class, from this chapter, from third chapter, that is classification of elements and periodicity in properties, two topics are deleted. Those are significance of classification, brief history of the development of periodic table. Means earlier attempts of classification of elements, that topic now it is not there in class 11th syllabus. Okay. So, coming to this third unit, here this third unit is divided into three modules. Okay, so in this first module, what we are going to discuss? We are going to learn about learning objectives are, first one is about modern periodic law, second one about the present form or long form of periodic table. Third learning objective is nomenclature of elements with atomic number above 100. Fourth one is classification of elements into blocks. And fifth one is classification of elements into types. Okay, these are five learning objects we are going to complete in this module. Students, first of all, should know what you mean by classification. So what do you mean by classification? Here, generally, initially, when elements are tried to classify, they have taken one reference. Suppose first scientist who tried to classify elements was Lavoisier. You know, Lavoisier is also known as father of chemistry. So he classified the elements into metals and non-metals. Okay, that classification was valid in that time, because that time elements were very less. As number of elements are going to increase, it is difficult to remember properties of all those elements and further studies. So we need to classify them by taking one of the reference. You know, students, sometimes we teachers also will have classification of students from your class. In our mind, we know how to classify you based on your performance. We used to classify accordingly. You and us do the better teaching learning process. Okay, here similarly elements are also classified. Okay, that is about classification. Next, coming to periodicity. What do you mean by periodicity? Anything is repeating after a certain interval of time, then we said that is following periodicity. So you know, in nature, all seasons are going to repeat at certain interval of time. So this is beauty of nature. Like that, here atoms also, they show the similarities in their properties after certain interval of atomic numbers, that is termed as periodicity. Okay, students, so that is meaning of classification and periodicity. Coming to first learning objective, modern periodic law. So this modern periodic law was given by Moseley. According to this modern periodic law, he conducted experiments. Based on that, he related that frequency of X-rays, he conducted X-rays experiment. In that, he related that frequency of X-rays is related to atomic number of that particular element. So there exists directly proportional between frequency of X-rays and atomic number. I mean to say that he removed the concept of atomic mass. Earlier, Mendeleev was taken as atomic mass as the reference for classification of element. Now, mostly changed the reference, instead of atomic mass, atomic number. So now, accordingly, he proposed modern periodic law, which is nothing but the physical and chemical properties of elements are periodic functions of their atomic numbers. So here, and we come to next learning objective, second one, that is the present form of periodic table. So in the present form of periodic table, there exist 7 periods. Periods means horizontal rows, whereas 18 groups. 18 groups are known as vertical columns. Okay. So here, if you check old periodic tables, they used to represent the groups with a Roman style. In the sense, Roman numbers are used. And there was controversy about using these Roman numbers, because if you check British periodic table and American periodic table, British, if they use first group as Roman 1A, whereas American periodic table it will be 1B. So to avoid this confusion, IUPAC, you know the full form of IUPAC, IUPAC intervened, and according to IUPAC, those Roman representation was removed. At present, we follow Hindu Arabic numbers to represent groups. What are Hindu Arabic numbers? Which are nothing but 1, 2, 3, 4 and so on, 18. Okay. So now coming to this long form or present form of periodic table. Okay. So as there exist 7 periods, if you check 7 periods, first period, first horizontal row, there exist only 2 periods, that's why that is called shortest period. Whereas second and third period, there exist 8 elements. So second one is first short period and third one is second short period. Whereas fourth and fifth periods are carrying 18 elements each, that's why those are called first long period and second long period. Next, when you come to sixth and seventh period, there exist 32 elements. So sixth period is termed as first longest period. Seventh period is termed as second longest period. Okay. Next, coming to notation for IUPAC nomenclature of elements. So here, you know, organic molecules nomenclature is done by IUPAC. But here, to name the elements also, IUPAC is involved. Why? Why, what is need of naming by IUPAC? Because there was controversy when 104th element was discovered. So two nations were claiming to give their nation's scientist name. Okay, who were those? One is about Rutherfordium from America, Kuchtovium from Russia. So then to resolve this conflict, IUPAC adopted some digits from Latin and Greek. So according to this, the element name is given by following these digits till that element is officially declared by IUPAC. So accordingly, here 0 is termed as nil, 1 is un, 2 is bi, 3 is tri, like that. 9 is enn. So abbreviations are N, U, B and so on, E. So if you want to name 102 element by this IUPAC representation, 1 is UN, 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 whereas 0 is NIL, 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 whereas 2 is BI. So besides these 3, we have to add IUM to complete the name of that element. So 102 element name is UN, NIL, BM. whereas short form is, symbol is UNB. When you write UNB, U is capital, remaining two letters are small. So like this, we can name the elements whose atomic number is more than 100. At present in seventh period, all elements names are given by their scientist names, because those are officially declared. Okay. Now, coming to fourth learning objective, that is classification of elements into blocks. So, what do you mean by these blocks? Okay. So, here we are classifying elements into four blocks. Those are S block, P block, D block and F block elements. Okay. So, here sometimes when you stay in our BARC colonies or any other colonies, so there exist different types of apartments. You can say A type, B type, C type, D type. So there is meaning of telling A type, B type, C type, D type like that. So based on number of rooms or whatever it may be. Similarly here, the whole periodic table is classified into four types, four blocks. So those are S block, P block, D block and F block. So how this classification was done? This is done based on the differentiating electron. Differentiating electron nothing but last electron. The last electron into which orbital it is going to enter, based on that the name is given. Suppose if we take S block, there exist two groups in S block elements. So first group and second group is nothing but from S block. Okay. So let us take sodium, element sodium. What is atomic number of sodium? Yes, correct, 11. So how to write its electronic configuration? 2, 8, 1. Okay, this way you might be written in class 10th. Now we should write in terms of SPDF that we have learnt in structure of atom. Okay. So in terms of SPDF, how to write atomic, that is electronic configuration of sodium? 1s2, 2s2, 2p6, 3s1. So which is last electron here? 11th electron. So in which orbital that 11th electron is going to enter? S orbital. That's why sodium belongs to S block. Like that, in S block there exist two groups. Similarly, P block, there exist six groups. P block elements are nothing but from 13, that is boron family, carbon family, nitrogen family, like that, up to noble gases. There exist six groups in case of P block elements. Okay, so P block elements are nothing but the last electron enters into P subshell or one of the orbital of P subshell. Those are called P block elements. Let us take carbon. Carbon atomic number is 6. We can write electronic configuration as 2, 4. Okay. When you write by using S and P, so 1s2, 2s2, 2p2. So valence shell electrons are 4. Okay, 2s2, 2p2. So out of these 6, 6th electron, last electron, enters into one of the P orbital of P subshell. That's why carbon belongs to P block. Okay, students, are you getting? Okay. Next, in D block elements, the differentiating electron or last electron enters into D subshell or one of the D orbital of D subshell. So you know that S orbital, S subshell is same. There exists one orbital. P subshell contains how many? 3 orbitals. Whereas D subshell contains 5 orbitals. F subshell contains 7 orbitals. Okay, good. So accordingly, those are classified into 4 blocks. Okay. So we have to learn about properties of these 4 block elements. Okay, properties of these 4 block elements. Those are S block, P block, D block and F block. So here, you know, group 1 and group 2, as they belongs to S block elements. Okay. Group 1 elements are nothing but lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium and francium. These are also called alkali metals. Whereas group 2 elements are beryllium, magnesium, calcium, strontium, barium and radium. These are called alkaline earth metals. Okay. Because their oxides react with water to form alkalis, and these are found in the soil or earth. That's why that name is given. Okay. So most of these metals are very reactive and they have low melting and boiling points compared to D and F block elements, because these are called soft metals. Okay. And these metals are identified by flame test. So when you keep this metal along with hydrochloric acid, they impart a certain color. That color is characteristic of that element. Okay. So like that, those are identified in a salt analysis that we will be discussing under practicals. Okay. Next, coming to P block elements. So here there exist six groups under P block elements. This P block is comprising of metals, non-metals and metalloids. Overall, you know that in periodic table, most of the elements are metals followed by non-metals followed by metalloids. Okay. So here there exist boron family, carbon family, nitrogen family, oxygen family, halogen family and inert gases. Here nitrogen family is also called nicogens, whereas oxygen family is called chalcogens, whereas fluorine family, let us take, that is called halogens. Whereas zero group is also known as inert gases, rare gases, aerogens or noble gases. Different names for zero group elements. Okay. Next, coming to what do you mean by nicogens, chalcogens and halogens? These are other names to 15th, 16th and 17th groups respectively. Nicogens means choking elements. Nitrogen gas is choking nature. Whereas chalcogens, nothing but ore forming. Ore forming means many ores are found in the form of oxides and sulfides. Whereas 17th group elements are called halogens. Halogens means salt producers. Many salts are associated with the 17th group elements. Okay. Next, coming to D block elements. D block elements. So D block elements are present between S and P blocks. Okay. Next, in D block, the differentiating electron or last electron enters into D subshell or D orbital of penultimate. And what do you mean by penultimate shell? Rotation of shells like outermost, penultimate, antepenultimate. So outermost shell is now, it is last shell, which is represented with letter N, whereas last but one from last second shell, that is called penultimate shell, which is shown with N minus 1th shell. Whereas before that, before N minus 1, that is called antepenultimate, and which is represented with N minus 2. Okay. These are the representations of the shells from last. Okay. Now in D block elements, electron, differentiating electron enters into penultimate shell. Penultimate shell means N minus 1, N minus 1th shell. Nothing but N minus 1 D subshell. N minus 1 D subshell, that last electron enters. That's why it is called D block element. So here D block elements, again you can classify into 4 series. Those are 3D series, in which differentiating electron enters into D orbital, 3D orbital. Whereas 4D series, differentiating electron enters into 4D orbital. Whereas 5D series, 6D series. These are elements. 3D series means from scandium 21 atomic number to zinc is 30. Like that we can classify these series. Okay. So D block elements, their chemistry is very interesting, and there exist many applications about these D block elements. So they form mostly ionic and coordinate covalent compounds. You know, bonding, ionic bond, covalent bond, you know, you might be heard about these two bonds. What about coordinate covalent compound? Nothing but there exist coordinate covalent compound. This bond is there, coordinate covalent bond is there. You know, covalent bond, in which mutual sharing and mutual contribution is taking place. Whereas in coordinate covalent bond, contributing by 1. Contributing means a pair of electrons are required for sharing. Contributing by one of the bonded atom and sharing by both, that is termed as coordinate covalent bond, that is also called dative bond. Okay, so these are good conductors of heat and electricity, d block elements, because all are metals. So only metal which exists in liquid state in d block elements or whole periodic table, it is mercury. Okay, at room temperature, you know, value 25 degrees Celsius. Okay, they show variable oxidation states because in bonding, n minus d electrons and ns electrons both are taking place, that's why they show variable oxidation states. Next, they show the magnetism also. One of the d block element is iron. Iron is attracted by external magnetic field, that is termed as a paramagnetism. If it is attracting strongly, that is termed as a ferromagnetism. Here, these are types of magnetism you will be learning more in class 12th. Okay, coming to last, that is F block elements. In F block elements, the differentiating electron or last electron fills in antepenultimate shell. Antepenultimate shell means n minus 2 f. Electron is going to fill n minus 2 f subshell. Okay, so accordingly there exist two series, 4f series and 5f series in case of f block elements. Those are nothing but we call them lanthanides and actinides. So what are lanthanides? Lanthanides are nothing but which starts from cerium. Cerium atomic number is 58, symbol is Ce. To lutetium. Lutetium is Lu, atomic number 71. So this is called first series, that is 4F series, whereas we have one more series, that is 5F series. 5F series elements are called actinides. Both 4F and 5F collectively we call them as F block elements. Okay, so here in this case also these elements show many oxidation states. So nothing but you can understand, you know, valency. I'll be explaining oxidation state afterwards. So they show many valencies. Okay, so here one thing you should know, students, all F block elements belongs to third group, whereas F block is associated with two series, lanthanide series and actinide series. Lanthanides belongs to 6th period, whereas actinides belongs to 7th period. They are differ by period, but all belongs to same group, that is 3rd group. So these are also heavy metals. Okay, and most of the elements are radioactive. They have generally high melting and boiling points because of heaviness, high density also. The elements which are coming after uranium are called transuranic elements. Okay, which are man-made and availability is less. Okay, next I am coming to fifth learning objective, that is types of elements. Okay, just now we completed classification of elements into blocks S, P, D and F, that is based on differentiating electron into which it enters. Okay, now coming to types of elements, fifth learning objective, classification based on chemical properties. So chemical properties means all the elements are divided into four types based on their chemical properties and electronic configuration. What are those four types? Type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4. Type 1 elements are nothing but inert gases, whereas type 2 elements are called representative or normal elements, whereas type 3 elements are called transition elements, whereas type 4 elements are called inner transition elements. Okay, coming to inert gases, what are the inert gases? 18th group elements are called inert gases because there exist a stable electronic configuration in these 18th group elements. Either there exist octet or duplet in case of helium, remaining elements will have octet, that's why they are inert Other names of these group elements are rare gases, aerogens, noble gases. These are also called noble gases. Why those are called noble gases? Because though there exist inertness, some of the these elements, inert gases, are going to form compounds. Okay, that's why those are called noble gases. Okay, the first compound which was discovered in 1962 by N. Bartlett, scientist. So for that he was awarded with the Nobel Prize also. Okay, these all are monoatomic gases. What do you mean by monoatomic? Means they exist as single atoms. Okay, though these are gases, they exist in single atomic state because stability. Whereas whenever gases stay, if you indicate gas is present, you should take in molecular form except noble gases. Suppose if you take oxygen is stable in which state? O2 state, not O. O is atomic state, O2 is molecular state. Okay, so other names already we discussed, rare gases, aerogens, like that. Next, second type of elements are representative or normal elements. Students, now zero group elements separately we kept under one type, that is inert gases. So now second type, representative elements or normal elements, are nothing but S and P block elements except zero group. Now you tell me how many groups will be there in case of representative elements. In case of representative elements, two groups from S block, five groups from P block, not six groups, because that sixth group we kept separately as inert gases. Okay, so 2 plus 5 altogether, these 7 group elements are called representative elements. Why these are called representatives? You know, many chemical reactions are associated with these elements. Okay, so like some people represent their company, so they work like ambassadors, so to promote their company sales. Like that here, these elements participate in chemical reaction, most of the chemical reaction. In that context, this name is given. Okay, so what is general electronic configuration of representative elements? So P block elements general electronic configuration is ns2np6, whereas here representative elements general electronic configuration is NP125. We should not write NP6 because that 6th group is, means 18th group is separated. Okay, so here, and you come to third one, transition elements. So here, like D block elements, here transition elements also present between S and P block elements. Okay, or between inert gases and representative elements. So what is the difference between D block elements and transition elements? Both are same or different? Both are not same. There exists one small difference that you can understand here. Out of these 10 D block elements, 10 means 10 groups present in D block, out of these 10 groups, the last group, that is 12th group, which is associated with zinc, cadmium, mercury, those are not called D block elements, because in those elements D subshell is completely filled. What do you mean? Transition element means there should be incompletely filled or partially filled d orbitals, either in elementary state or in any possible oxidation state. Then that element is called transition element. Means up to d129, if it is filled, then that is called transition element. If it is completely filled, that is not a transition element, that is called d block element only. D block means in which d subshell is filled, whereas transition element means if there exists incompletely filled d subshell, that is called transition element. Okay, so these transition elements, they have characteristic properties because due to small size, high nuclear charge, unpaired electrons in d orbitals. So due to that, They are very hard and heavy metals. They show variable oxidation states. The common oxidation state is +2, and they form metal complexes. They form alloys. Alloy, you know meaning of alloy, homogeneous mixture of two or more elements. Okay, next they have high melting point, boiling point densities, and these elements participates in catalytic activity, means act as catalyst. Okay, now coming to fourth type of elements, those are inner transition elements. So inner transition elements nothing but F block elements. Simply you can take inner transition elements are nothing but F block elements, which are associated with 4F and 5F series. So 4F series electronic configuration is 4F1 to 14, 5D0R1, 6S2, whereas 5F series electronic configuration is 5F1 to 14, 6D0R1, 6S2. Okay, so in periodic table lanthanoids are present between lanthanum and hafnium, whereas actinides are present between actinium and rutherfordium. Okay, so the common oxidation state of inner transition elements is +3. Like transition elements have common oxidation state +2, whereas inner transition elements are showing +3 common oxidation state. Okay, why these are called inner transition elements? Here in transition elements n-1th shell is going to fill, whereas in case of inner transition elements further it is going to inside, it is n-2th shell. That's why these are called inner transition elements. So lanthanides are rare earths and actinides are mostly synthetic. Like that we can classify the elements into different types. Students, I will recollect what I discussed in brief in this module about modern periodic law. Next one is about naming the elements whose atomic number is more than 100. Next, about classification of elements into blocks. Next, classification of elements into types, and about properties of each type. Okay, so you can follow this module, and accordingly there exists a worksheet with this. I hope you follow this. We'll be continuing in next module. Thank you. Have a nice day.